Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing really good. I just was reading some, you know, we read a lot of stories here.
Reading and reading. That's half the job, really. Read something.
Do you have the Sebastian Bach story?
No, no.
Oh, geez.
Tell me.
It looks like his wife left him.
Oh, I don't know why I'm laughing at that. It just seems like every time I hear about him, it's some like bad news. He's a jerk. Everyone hates him. No one wants to be in a band with him. His wife's leaving him.
I guess.
Isn't he like our age? Like, or even older, maybe?
He's got to be a little older than us because he was in a full-blown band when I was spinning records as a baby DJ.
Right.
He was touring the world and I was going, oh, this song, not this one again.
Oh, I liked a couple of their songs.
Well, they weren't as bad as the others.
No, there were some bad bands around that time. But 18
I sincerely
in life.
Apologize for my posts on social media last night. He says, I came home to an empty house and had a very strong emotional reaction. And then he goes on to say how much pain he's in because he loves his wife, loves being with her. But he also says, I get very jealous of anyone who's with her when I'm not.
Oh.
And I don't know what that means specifically for her life.
Ugh.
But it sounds like she walked.
And
he came home and got a deer.
He got a zero. He didn't even get a dear John. He came home to an empty house. You know, it's really sad how some people are ruled by distrust. Like they just, because it's more than jealousy, you know, it's you're unable to hear from someone that you love's mouth. We're good. I got you. You got me. We're in it together. You can like to not be able to trust that. It's wicked sad.
Well, I think that you have to trust it. But I think if you've heard enough conversations from people who are... We just mentioned this yesterday. There's people fully into relationships and lives and all the things. And if you get them up, pull them aside for a second and they, oh, yeah, I'm not in it. We're not. Mm. And you go, oh. And even worse when someone's like, oh, yeah, that person, gross. You know, what?
Yeah, it's awful.
So there's enough going on around you that can cause certain amount of question.
Yeah.
But you don't have the option to be an aggressor in that. Like you have a little bit of mistrust. Live with that. Ease into it. Own it.
Yeah. Unfortunately for those people, a lot of times they are like, well, I have to follow her.
I have to get a mask. I have to rent a car.
So I gotta put a wig on, you know.
Just like an old lady. No big deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Minor stalking. I got to do that. Like,
I don't know. By the way, I don't know that that's what he did.
No, I don't either.
We're riffing on a story. I'm just looking at.
She's gone. He didn't trust her. That's the end of it.
It's the thing I clicked on, and I was just like, oh, what did he do? Sebastian Bach apologizes for his social media post from the previous night. I assumed it was political crap.
No, she left him.
I don't think so. I think it sounds like he's just a jealous pig, and she went, can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
He closes, though, with, I hope you allow me to love you again. It's sad. He might have undermined his own marriage.
People undermine things that they really love all the time. It is one of the saddest things. Oh, show. I know someone who's so just, and he knows it about himself.
Hi, Village.
Sarah, what are you doing? You telling all my stories?
I miss you, Village.
We got 4 hours to fill here.
Who's Village?
Oh, you don't know Village?
I'm sorry, no.
Oh, you're going to love Village. He is one of the great guys.
I would bet you've met Village. He is one of my oldest friends. He's the guy who introduced me and John. He was the older brother of a semi-friend of mine going through school, and he's just a super close friend of mine. He lives like in Arizona. He talks like this. He's Village. He, you know, so Sarah, I'm coming into town. I'm going in for some work. So Village, and he's here a lot. You'll see him soon enough. Actually, you'll meet him in April if we do John's party.
That's still an if.
It is an if. I don't know. You know, honestly, I feel like life's getting away from me right now. Like there's just been so much this year I can't wait for this year to be over, quite frankly. Like, we went through some stuff this year as a show.
Oh, no.
In my personal life. There was a lot happened this year that, and my bandwidth, you know, sometimes you're going through life, you're like, I got this. It's fine. I can, you know, no problem. Throw it at me. I'll deal with that. And then sometimes you're like, okay, stop throwing things at me. I can't catch any more of them. I'm not doing it. And, you know, so that was one of the major things last year is I spent the whole year planning this party for John that got canceled 2 days before it because of COVID and all this other stuff that happened. And then on top, there was all this other stuff happening at the exact same time. I'm like, I can't plan it again. I can't do it again. I'm pushing the pause button. I actually tried to cancel it, and he texted me, like, don't cancel it. Don't cancel it. We're still thinking about it. I'm like, all right.
That's John.
John, yeah.
It's his birthday party.
Right. So anyways, Village, super jealous dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, growing up with him, watching him destroy relationship after relationship. Sarah, I can't stop myself. She told me she was going out with her friend, so I went over there. I'm like, what? What do you mean? She said she went out with her friend. Yeah, but I followed her, and she didn't go right. She went to a store. She did a bunch of other stuff. I'm like, so you're going to just choke this relationship out. You're going to just follow her until she can't take you anymore.
Is he currently with anybody?
No.
Oh.
No. Although he did have, where was she from, Vin? The Philippines or something.
The
Philippines. He met some lady on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Married with children. In a really religious situation, but the husband wasn't living there. It's just so stupid.
And then, on top of all of it, right? Here's a guy who blows out his knee.
Oh.
And has to limp to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And then gets there, and she lives with her husband.
Whoa.
No, she lives with her family, and her husband lives in another house. Like, they're separated, but they can't divorce because of whatever.
The religion, reality, or whatever. Right. I don't know. But it was just, like, the story, you just, every.
So he can't go to the house, though, because she can't have a boyfriend. So she's got, she comes to his hotel.
I don't remember all of it. But as he tells the story, you're just like.
It just got worse and worse.
This is not good for anybody, Village. No.
No.
Wow.
I know.
And you know they didn't bang. I mean, you go to the Philippines and she's religious and you can't bang.
No, he banged her.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, no. Right, don't worry. Don't worry. That did happen.
Good job, Village.
I mean, at least he still did.
A lot of the religious people still do that. They just, you know, don't want you to know.
They repent afterwards. Oh, I feel so guilty about it. Maybe we should do it again. So I'll just repent all at once. We'll just spend the whole weekend doing it and then one big apology.
That's all you need.
We're good. But they've since decided that it wasn't working. You know, the whole long distance, I never see you, you're married with children, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did get his knee replaced, though.
Oh, he did.
He got it. He's now the other one's really hurting him because, you know, he screwed that one up while he was favoring the other one.
Well, you know, he is a guy who works trades and he works hard and he works with his body.
Yep.
And that happens to guys, girls, people.
Everybody. Yeah.
You work with your body.
Your body will break down.
Knee replacement sounds so painful.
I know. Although I know a few people now who've had them, and because they're now immediately, although the thing has, you've had an operation and your flesh has to heal immediately, the knee pain's gone. Immediately, the hip pain's gone.
Yeah, my hip replacement was
right. So now you're recovering from an operation, but your joint, the pain that you've been having, that's gone.
Oh,
like it becomes a now you have to go and get the other one done. Right,
the other one's got to get done in the next couple years.
Oh,
yeah.
So are you dreading it, or are you like, I can't wait to get it over with?
I'm dreading it because I'll be down for a long time. And
how long?
And I'm not living with anybody right now, so that'll be...
we'll get that,
you better get a girlfriend in no time.
That'll be fine. Don't worry about
Shauna
that.
Shauna can't come up and help you? I mean, you guys are best friends.
She would. Filled with candidates. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Does anyone like to be a nursemaid who occasionally is handy around the house? It's, you know, that's about all he's capable of.
Take care of me and my 17-year-old dog. Either one of us will be able to walk, but...
you know what Maddie was telling me yesterday? So, Maddie has a 17-year-old dog named Kelly Clarkson. She's a good-sized dog.
For the record... A dog of that size, you're lucky to get 14 years.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Lucky.
Yeah.
Like, I got 14 and a half or almost 15 with Willa, but that was also lucky. Like, that's not normal.
Right.
So good for her. Good for you.
Some days I feel lucky. Some days I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, well.
So her incontinence has become profound.
Oh, no.
And Maddie was telling her, I go, what do you have pee pads that she lays on? So he said, no, I buy grass. He buys a square.
Like a square of, comes in a box and it's waterproof and it's a piece of grass and the dogs will use it.
And they lay, you lay your sick old dog on this grass and the dog.
No, she goes up and walks and uses it.
Oh, she does. Yeah, she can smell the grass.
She goes one and two on it.
Yeah, she can smell. That's like her one, that's the one thing she's got left and it's the one thing I try to like take her out several times a day to smell other dogs, to just walk around and smell the ground because it brings some kind of joy to her.
Sure, yeah. That's what your mom calls it, reading the news, reading the paper.
Yeah,
reading the paper.
Reading the paper.
Yeah. But I just thought it was amazing. Like, he what is it, like a 3-foot by 3-foot flat?
No, it's, let's say 1.5 foot by 1.5 foot, maybe.
And it's enough for her, and she puts her butt on it and does her business.
Yeah, she had been. I need to get one again, because she was getting really good about waiting until I got home and going outside. But it's a lot to ask of a dog that age to
hold it.
To hold it for, you know, more than.
Luckily, you have cement floors. Those got to clean up.
My place is an easy cleanup.
Yeah.
Very easy cleanup. But
keep her off the rug. That's the only thing.
She's not touched the rug yet. She's been off the rug.
510 says, I'm waiting as long as I can to get a knee replacement. I have bad knees, but you can only do 3 in your lifetime, and it's only good for 7 years each time. Is that true?
It's not true with the hip. The hip, they told me, they wanted me to wait, and then it was, so my femur collapsed and my other femur's collapsing, and they were like, you can't wait anymore. So you'll get 30 years probably out of it. And I'm like, fine, I'll be like in my 80s. I don't care. You know, if I'm in a little cart then, that's fine.
A knee replacement is typically expected to last 15 to 20 years. It can last longer or need to be replaced sooner depending on your activity level, other factors. Yeah, a 55-year-old may need theirs to last longer than an 85. Okay, well, so I guess death would be, I never needed to have it replaced.
That sounds more like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound worth it at 7, but then again, when you're in pain, you might do anything.
You know, I always think about, Pete Wilson, not our former governor, but the news guy.
News guy and did afternoons at KGO for a long time.
And he went in to get a hip replacement, and they put him under, and that was it.
That's what happened to my grandpa.
And they say the older you are, the less you should be put under anesthesia.
Great.
Like, if you're going to do it, do it.
Medicines that you'd been on. I think my grandpa had been on stuff.
Oh, that affected the whole thing.
Like, you know, they used to prescribe things, and then later they would go, we're going to stop that. That wasn't a good idea. You know what I mean? Like, news comes to light that goes, yeah, you can't stay on that, or whatever it might have been, blood thinners or whatever thing. So anyway, I don't know all the details. My family, for all the talking I do, nobody shares the info. I was in rehab and someone goes, oh yeah, your grandpa on your dad's side was an alcoholic. And I'm like, he was?
That happened to me. My mom tells me, your aunt, her sister, drank herself to death. And I'm like, that would have been really probably information I might have needed to know when I was younger. I didn't realize how bad it was in the family.
Yeah,
and then it's like the whole like, oh, yeah, and then this one and that one and this one and that one.
Yeah.
It's like, I got it coming on both sides.
So anyway, there's not a lot of sharing when it comes to, you'd think.
I know.
That stuff trickles down, but families, you know. Old school families, I should say.
I guess, you know, I probably wasn't being hidden. It just wasn't a thing.
Now people post pictures of the surgery.
Yeah.
Look, I'm cut wide open.
Right. Look at that.
I had a morbid thought the other day. I was thinking about dying and being cremated. And I'm like, I wonder what happens to the hip when I'm cremated. Does it like stay in a lump? Does it?
Oh, you should watch Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, really? Do they cover that?
They cover that.
Oh, I do watch it. Season. I didn't. Oh, this I have not watched this season, but
this
season. That's interesting.
I did like it. It's good, but and it's already kind of a dumb, over the top show. But this season was a little much for me.
Mm.
I did still enjoy it though.
Did somebody leave the like?
You just
left
have
over?
To. You'll have to watch.
Yeah. All right.
Just 408 says, if you're checking text this early, tell my mom Pam. Thank you for dropping me off at SFO and stay in the slow lane on the way back.
Yeah, Pam.
Oh, on the way back home to San Jose. Pam.
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 Come
Pam,
on,
Pam.
Pam.
Hey, Pam.
That's a good name.
Pam.
Yeah.
And I had a good friend, Pam, growing up. I actually had a couple Pams.
I know one of your Pams.
Oh, I have three Pams.
The hot rich one?
Yeah, the hot rich one. That's Pam. That's one Pam.
Yeah.
And then Pam Adams.
Are they still married?
Pam Bruni. They're not.
Really?
No. The money ruined everything. Mm. Everything.
That's the last conversation I had with her. I remember we were in that burger joint and she was going, she just pulled up in a brand new car.
Mm. Like a Maserati, I think.
Like something badass. Something that you wouldn't buy.
Whatever.
Like
funny money kind of car.
And then she's talking about how she has horses and she's looking into buying a farm in Laguna Niguel. Laguna Beach is high end beach property. A big enough place to call it a farm where you'd have horses would cost an absolute fortune.
Right.
Because it would be a farm with a view of the ocean.
Oh boy.
And in Laguna, which is just beautiful. So I don't know if she did that. I don't know what happened.
She's still very much involved in the horse
world.
But
as she was talking about it, I was just sitting there going, wow, I was going to order fries and a burger.
Yeah. Can you pay for it? Because sounds like you've got...
So she could afford
pocket.
My sneaker hat.
Well, I just kind of, it was one of those moments where I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at burger here, and she's looking at Laguna Niguel farmland.
Mm.
Woo! Pam.
I'll just buy like 12 of the houses and knock them down and have a farm.
Tech money.
You know, Pam's out there.
If you hit that lottery, good for you.
But to the Pam who just dropped your daughter off at SFO, stay in the slow lane, please, Pam.
Pam.
Pam. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Big hump day show coming up.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.